8:14, and about this time every Tuesday morning, we check in with the folks from Asbury Place in Kingsport, a CCRC retirement community, and find out what's going on there, because Asbury Place sponsors this portion of the program. Joining us this morning, Communications and Marketing Director, I think that's the title anyway, welcome to Judy Cox. Good morning.
Good morning. How is everybody?
We're just right here bundled up like everybody else this morning. Their first real wintertime sort of feeling morning here, but that's okay. So always, every Tuesday, there is so much happening when Susie and or her representative, such as yourself, join us here to tell us exactly what's taking place at Asbury Place in Kingsport. It is a CCRC retirement community, which means sort of a real holistic total picture, doesn't it, basically?
Absolutely, yes. A continued care retirement community, mm-hmm. So we offer all levels of care.
Yeah.
I specifically work in independent living, and we've had a lot going on the last couple months, and trying to finish out the fourth quarter strong. Since the last time I saw you, we had a business after hours with the Kingsport Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was really neat. Great turnout, a lot of small business representatives. We had it out on our courtyard, dining, catered.
Wow,
and we
nice.
Had beverages and hors d'oeuvres and all kinds of stuff. Met lots of new people, and even the Kingsport mayor stopped by. So that was really exciting experience.
Very nice. Very nice. So that was a couple of weeks ago.
Or it was. Yeah. End of September. I can't believe how quickly this month
I
going
know.
By.
Where is 2022 as far as that goes, too? So many things have been taking place here. You mentioned the chamber get-together and so forth. You and Susie have brought us updates every week on various activities up to this point in time. What's going on right now, and what do we look forward to in the next few weeks here?
Well, in the next few weeks, we have a really exciting event coming up, our annual Bonfires and Booze. Mm-hmm. It's a night also on our courtyard with Bonfire and Lightning Charlie, who's going to come be our musical guest. Everyone really looks forward to his music.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some scary treats that night. The dining room specializes in making us some really neat Halloween treats.
They specialize in everything. They're so good.
Last year they had cookies that had the icing in between. It looked like fangs coming out of them. Very neat. Very spooky treats. So we're really looking forward to that, hoping the weather holds out.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we had some rain, but we moved it in and didn't have any qualms about it. We just made our own fire on the screen inside, so we were adaptive. But we're really looking forward to that coming up on October 27th at 4:30.
Okay, and that is a Tuesday? Thursday?
It's a Thursday.
Thursday,
evening.
Okay. All right, so... There you go. That's a lot of fun. And the booze, by the way, is B-O-O-S,
correct.
Not the other booze, right?
Spooky
so
booze
as in Halloween, scary time too. So, I know that generally speaking at this point, of the year that usually in the past, and I guess it's no different this time, you're beginning to think about the holidays and preparing for that and even looking into 2023. So how is that sort of planning taking place right now?
Absolutely. So the seasons are changing.
Mm.
Is now the right time to make a change in your life? We are having some really great promotions going on right now on select floor plans, from everything from a one-bedroom up to a two-bedroom. What we have available, availability is limited, so we're urging people to come look while we have the opportunity to show you. We have some really unique one-bedroom floor plans, including the Reagan, which is really nice. It's got a lot of extra room and great views of Bays Mountain. So we're excited to be showing that off as we go into the new year.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like it very much so. So if you will, talk a little bit about the different kinds of I know you said the Reagan, which is the name of that particular kind of room with a configuration. And the choice that's available there, I'm not going to ask you to name prices and all the different sorts of things there, but only to address the fact that at Asbury Place there is a great variety of choices available for folks coming in.
Correct. So we're unique in the fact that we offer so many different floor plans. We have everything from a studio apartment up to a three-bedroom house.
Hmm.
So we
That's
have
the
something
Village,
for,
is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a little something for everyone to suit your needs, whether you're wanting something small and really wanting to downsize or just kind of take that next step and move into a little bit smaller house than what you have now.
Right. Thinking out loud right now with Julia Cox, who is, what was your title again?
It actually recently changed, so
yes.
Now the sales coordinator.
Okay, very good. So you're working hand in glove with Susie?
Yes.
Okay, out of her office?
Yes, so okay. We're both in the sales department.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just wanted to shift to some of the things, other things about Asbury Place that are so really stand out and stand alone in their uniqueness, if you would. And you mentioned one, and that is the dining department, the folks down in the kitchen at Asbury. That we talk about it just virtually every week because Susie will generally bring us something. Hint, hint, Julia, next trip.
But hey, which, by the way, you know, let's be real, Carl.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad that Julia's here today not bearing gifts.
Oh, because of your situation.
Yeah, because I'm trying to go sugar-free and trying to lose some weight. And that's hard to do when she comes in here with these amazing things from the kitchen, man. It's just... I don't want to be rude and not eat it, you know. But needless to say, what you were saying, Carl, is the amazing things that come from Asbury. It just baffles my mind that people are able to come up with stuff like that that is so good and delicious.
Generally, what we get is desserts or snacks or cookies, this type of thing. They're easier to transport, obviously, not temperature sensitive. But we have had other things from Asbury, too, besides sweets, if you would, and equally fabulous, just unbelievably good. So just wanted to toss that out as a thing to talk about.
And when you go back, just mention the word keto.
Right.
But actually, ignore that. We will take his, okay? Don and I will take whatever. Let's talk about the dining folks, the folks down in the kitchen at Asbury Place. Obviously, wonderfully skilled. How large a department is that? How many folks offhand work down there?
Oh, my goodness. So we actually have people that work in the healthcare center, that work in independent living, and it does kind of rotate. But I'd say at any given time, you can find at least 20 dining associates.
Wow. Okay, very good. So obviously, that involves things like planning out menus and so forth.
Yes.
As well as dealing with individual residents may have a particular situation, a medical condition or something. That's... How did they deal with that then through the structure at Asbury to get the word down to the kitchen? They may have a particular medical situation, for instance, or food allergy, something.
Right. So they do one-on-one dining consultant. We have people that opt to be gluten-free. They're able to accommodate those requests.
Mm-hmm.
People that don't eat meat. We have all kinds of stuff, and they have a menu that can be tailored to them, or they can make daily suggestions or even order off of an all-the-time menu.
Oh, wow. Now, all-the-time menu. Okay. I guess that's sort of things like maybe apple pie or cheeseburgers.
Similar types of things, or
omelets,
sandwiches, anything like that at their request.
I'm sorry, Alec. We'll stop talking about food here. Okay,
that's okay.
I just happened to think of that, so we'll move on to other areas of Asbury too. But you mentioned out in your courtyard where you have the bonfire and so forth there. Describe a little bit of that setting for our listeners.
Okay. So actually recently we just updated all the landscaping. We do that seasonally. So right now there's mums and pumpkins and pansies.
Oh,
we've got lots of beautiful trees and bushes that are in bloom with berries on them. All of the apartments that face the courtyard have a balcony view of the space.
Mm-hmm.
And right beyond it is Bays Mountain.
Oh, wow.
So gorgeous view. Any time of day, you're either seeing the sunrise or the sunset.
Sounds great. Now, you mentioned they all have balconies, of course. Are they encouraged or are they allowed to decorate their balconies, for instance, seasonally in particular?
Absolutely. I always love when the season changes and we get to see what everyone brings out. There's always very unique wreaths and flowers and cute chairs with different cushions, and it just changes.
Nice.
I noticed that everyone's been getting all their fall decorations out in the last few weeks.
You got any doorway competitions going on or anything like that?
Not currently, but it's something we definitely could do.
Yeah, just curious. You never know. Judy Cox, of course, handling one more time now.
Sales coordinator.
Sales coordinator, working with Susie Cloyd. With Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. Tell folks how to get in touch with you if they're curious about Asbury or want to talk to you directly.
Okay. You can call the sales department at 423-900-8820.
All righty. Julia Cox, always great to have you on board here, and wonderful to see you again here. Don't be a stranger, and we'll see you again soon,
Thank
okay?
Thank you so much. Look forward to it.